My name is Alan May, and I'm going to be reading some poems from Dead Letters. Gathering the Heroes. I slept soundly on the bed of dirt and trash in the parking lot next to the all-night dining car. If not for the cars parked in neat rows, the shards of glass might resemble stars seen from a grassy knoll. My Dallas, my WC, I bled heroically for you and the five and dime carousel. That Pontiac K car with the pool cube in its exhaust, that was a keeper. The kitten asleep on the dash had torn the map to my dream child as if there could be such a thing. He carried coal lung. He carried pocket knives. He carried Johnny in a bottle. He carried a small landmine. He carried books and salt. He sang a little tune about broken glass, books, and salt. So much for nostalgia. I was driven in the open limousine. I floated between the pages of a book. I ate scrambled eggs and toast in Dallas in my WC, where the glass was keen and so were the peaches. One bite and they could kill you with their sweetness and guffaws. The next poem is called Three Dead Letters. One, Orphan. In mind, the darkest heart of hearts, you're the blind orphan hawking pencils by the curb. But it's mambo time. Every strange body rubbing against mine leaves me reeking of a new perfume. Hubba, hubba. And look at you and your sequins, your new sweetheart with his alligator tie, his blue suede wolf's hide shoes. I mambo for the door. On the street I see the orphan, circling the block a shiny yellow cab. The cabbie guns it, adjusts the woodblocks under his feet and the phone books under his ass. I'm that cabbie. All the better for asking an orphan to dance. I get out of the car. I reach for you. Give me a pencil. Oh, what beautiful blue rags you're wearing. Two. Tree. If I look at this tree for more than a moment, I will want to hang myself. Why do they treat me this way? That flower in the corner, the dog's fur, your face. I climb your waist. When I reach your tiny neck, I lose my footing. I fall. I want to chop you down. Your trembling arms. Your buttressed feet. Say something. Look at me. Three. Dog. Like a dog, I pull you through the snow and frozen tundra. While you rest, I build a fire. You bed down next to the fire to write letters to your man who lounges in Miami, who drinks small glasses of white Zinfandel. I burrow into the snow. All night I chew on ice. In the morning, one leg hiked, I write you sonnets. While you sleep, the falling snow erases them. Self-portrait with loaded weapon. I sat in the chair. The chair sank in the soft sod. Behind me, stars sank or slid off the edge of blue. Down the hill, rabbits pranced with little machete dreams. An angry finch sang a dirge or led a flock of finches in a dirge. The laundry on the line, your white flags. I opened a hole in my throat. A song came forth. Nonplussed, you sat there in your inky rags. You sipped your coffee. Turn the page. Dear Sir, I am like a fish, black spot, false eye, near my dorsal fin. Don't know which end to bite, do ye? The next poem is called Sadness in Spring. The little houses running around, the cell phones flapping across the sky, our hero kicks a can, he kicks a can of paint, past flowers, pollen, chirping dogs, he kicks a can of tar, he kicks an imploding star, cars and cows are whipping past his very large, his very hairy ears. And the last one, blue clocks. Oh, strange planets at play in April beat to the time of my aching head. Not in the solitary obituaries of the day, born of hair shirts and eclipses, examine me in my most comfortable pose. I wear the pointed hat of the Pope in its chair. Oh, the images of corsets dropped to the tongue. Not in a place of ancient negations, one in a place of purple townships, truly these images induce the funeral ship. Let us remove the pointed hat and sit down. Thanks for listening.